This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hey, how you doing this week? I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for June 4th, 2021. The QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo, readying its third show since the online format debuted last year, takes place August 14th and 15th. Organizers have issued a casting call for radio amateurs who may have some particular knowledge, project, or technique to share with attendees. ARRL is a QSO Today virtual Ham Expo partner. If you didn't visit either of the two previous shows, check out this one. It's a really cool experience. Event organizers are expecting to have some 80 presentations on various topics. For this show, the QSO Today team is looking for presenters and speakers who will focus on a single topic, taking a TED Talk approach. $10 gets you in the virtual door. Hit the QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo website for more information. It's QSO Today Ham Expo. That's all one word. QSOtodayhamexpo.com. NASA has selected LightCube, along with 13 other small research satellites, to fly as auxiliary payloads aboard rockets launching between 2022 and 2025. Being designed, built, and tested by an interdisciplinary team of students, advisors, and engineers across multiple organizations, LightCube is a microsatellite educational mission that aims to produce a light visible to the naked eye to observers on Earth. The spacecraft's two xenon flash tubes will be triggered via amateur radio. When the light beacon is activated, the one-unit CubeSat will be visible momentarily. Each flash will take 8 microseconds, with a brightness similar to that of the International Space Station. Following deployment from the ISS, LightCube will orbit Earth for approximately 2 years. The LightCube mission is a collaborative project between Arizona State University and other entities. ASU designed and built the satellite. Here's how it works. A radio amateur with a handheld transceiver will wait until the satellite is roughly overhead. The user then will transmit a predefined number code, and if LightCube is charged, it will flash. The satellite then requires 30 seconds to recharge the capacitor that fires the xenon light tubes. Details to come. This is ARRL Audio News heard in Lakeside, Montana, Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. on the 444-925 repeater, courtesy of the Northwest Montana Repeater Group. Time now for the AMSAT report. During the past month, some great satellite distance records have been set between Nova Scotia and France. John, VE1CWJ, and Jerome, F4DXV, claimed the initial distance record on JO97 of 4,889 kilometers between FN85 and JN04. Dana, VE1IS, also in FN85, set the new record on XW2C with F4DXV again of 4,897 kilometers. VE1CWJ and F4DXV also completed a distance record on LILAC-SAT-2 of 4,888 kilometers. Just getting into working the satellites and working the FM birds, well, you know how busy those are on weekends. If you can pick up a 2-meter, 70-centimeter all-mode radio, you can get on the linear satellites. These are really a lot more fun, and you can actually have a QSO on SSB or CW. Some examples of older rigs, the Yaesu 736R, the ICOM 810 or 910, or the Kenwood TS-2000. With a little practice in correcting for Doppler, you'll be on the air in no time. The AMSAT report comes to us each week, courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. help Canada celebrate its birthday on the air during the Radio Amateurs of Canada Canada Day contest. This one's not on a weekend. It's on Thursday, July 1st, just a few days ahead of Independence Day in the U.S. Canada Day is the anniversary of Canada's Confederation, when the three colonies of Canada, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick united into the Dominion of Canada on July 1st, 1867. The Canada Day contest begins on July 1st at 0 hour UTC, the evening of Wednesday, June 30th in North American time zones, and it continues for 24 hours. All HF bands except 60, 30, 17, and 12 meters are good, as well as 6 and 2 meters. Stations in Canada send signal report plus province or territory. VE0s and stations outside Canada send a signal report and a serial number. Stations may be worked once on each mode on each of the available bands. Canada's 10 provinces and 3 territories serve as multipliers for the event. The International Amateur Radio Union Region 2, that's the Americas Executive Committee, met on May 26 via Zoom. President Ramon Santoyo, XE1KK, moderated. The EC has formally adopted an IARU branding policy. This means that all 3 IARU regions and member societies will use the same gold IARU logo to create a common, unified identification of all activities. Member societies are supposed to adopt the gold logo by year's end. Other discussion at the EC session focused on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on 2022 General Assembly meeting planning, the gist of it being that all future general meetings and workshops will need to be planned as either all virtual events or as hybrid events with attendees both in person and remote. The EC concluded that it's too early to make any decisions about 2022, given the uncertain future of travel and infection control around the world. The IARU Administrative Council will meet on June 8th. ARRL Audio News is heard in St. Charles, Missouri, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on 1860 kHz, courtesy of the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter. WSJTX version 2.4.0 is now generally available for use. According to co-developer Joe Taylor, K1JT, WSJTX version 2.4.0 includes the new digital mode Q65. Q65 is designed for two-way contacts over especially difficult propagation paths, including ionospheric scatter, troposcatter, rain scatter, TEP, EME, and other types of fast fading signal. Q65 will enable stations with a modest Yagi and 100 watts or more to work one another on 6 meters at distances up to about 2,000 kilometers on most days of the year in dead band conditions. For the complete announcement, see the WSJTX website. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 4th, 2021. A shout-out to some of our listeners who have written to say hello. They include Dustin, KI5NZC in Oklahoma, Kyle, N9OQC in Illinois, Mark, W5MHG in New Mexico, and John, W2HCB in New York. For details on these and other amateur news happenings, visit the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the weekly ARRL letter via your ARRL website member profile. And let us know where you hear ARRL audio news with an email to audionews, one word, at arrl.org. For now, I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME73, and we'll catch you next time.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.